For the sermon this morning, we think on the teachings given to us by St. Peter in that reading we have from 1 Peter 2 and also from our Lord Jesus in John chapter 10. To start, I reread one verse from the reading from 1 Peter. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may have noticed that St. Peter quotes Isaiah 53 in a number of ways in that reading. And through Lent and other times, we have noted different parts of Isaiah 52 and 53 greatly. And we see that that suffering servant that Isaiah speaks about and prophesies about is the Good Shepherd, is the one who saves us. And out of verses 5 and 6, Peter quoted a number of things, but these two things specifically, Peter talks about our wounds being healed by Jesus and that we have gone astray. And this was first said in Isaiah, with his wounds we are healed, all we like sheep have gone astray. And when you think about those passages along with what Peter says and Jesus says about the Good Shepherd, a number of things come to mind, and two specifically for this morning. The first is we cannot heal ourselves, and the second is we cannot find ourselves. You think about healing ourselves, because Peter says, by his wounds you are healed, which is kind of a divine irony is too light a word, but it's a divine mystery, that's the word. It's a divine mystery that he is wounded, but we are healed, and we are only healed by his wounds. Isaiah says it, Peter repeats Isaiah, Jesus teaches this. Think about healing in our lives. Oh, there's many funny things that happen, isn't there? Because at one point, our society and medical knowledge says, for healing, you should do this. And then you find out, no, for healing, you should have done this. And so, oh, you should all eat margarine. That's better than butter. Then, well, butter's better than margarine. There's free radicals and margarine. So what am I supposed to believe? I remember many things. Oh, the most recent thing I remember, this isn't so much about healing, but about health and things like this. I was talking with my son, Jim. We were talking about working out or something like that and stretching. And he stretches after he works out or somewhere after he begins working out. Oh, I said, that's interesting because as in football and wrestling and everything I did in high school, we always stretch first. That's always what you did first. He said, Dad, it's changed. They don't want you to stretch until you get your muscles more limber. And well, I kind of thought that because it was always hard to stretch until I had started moving. I said, oh, okay. What do I know? He's the Marine. He works out. So these things change. And what was said at one thing to be good, I don't want to go into specifics, you know all the specifics. One thing to be good at the pandemic, it should have been something else. In fact, I will say this. Just this past week, I visited with somebody at a Panera in Fort Wayne. I was there for a meeting, and just a fellow. And I heard that his brother died. And then I said, I'm sorry, your brother died. We got talking, he died during the pandemic in the hospital in Fort Wayne by himself under a ventilator. Nobody was allowed to see him. And the doctors told him at that time, told the family at the time, we would like to treat you differently, but the government won't let us. They won't give us money for the treatment unless we treat you like they say, but they wanted to do something else. And we've heard a lot of things like that, haven't we? And so I really commiserated with the fellow, and we talked about that. And we find out that even when we think we know what healing is, maybe we don't know. Even when we think we know the right way to do it, then all of a sudden it changes that we should have done something else. And then as Jesus talks about healing, and God talks about healing, we realize that Jesus is actually talking about a healing that lasts into eternity. Because for Jesus to live this life and then to die, that means you actually have not been healed. To die everlasting and not have everlasting life is means that you were never healed. For Jesus, it's not only that you have the healing from him and the right healing, not the wrong healing, but the right healing. But the right healing means that you will live forever. If you don't live forever, if you don't receive life from God, you've actually never been healed. You've actually been living death the whole time. For Jesus, life is life is life. What did Jesus say? Those who die in the body, but in the faith, they are asleep. They have not died, they are asleep. So we realize that we don't heal ourselves. The healing has to come from outside of us, the right healing, the correct healing, the healing that does not change over time. And also, we have this funny phrase, maybe it's not said so much anymore, but I remember growing up, where is that person, where is she gone? Oh, she's gone off somewhere. She says she wants to find herself, to find oneself. We had that phrase. Now, think about that, really. If you're lost, how are you going to find yourself? And in this sense, Isaiah said, and Peter repeats, and Jesus teaches, we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned. And as Isaiah says it, we have turned everyone to his own way. That's what Isaiah says. Now you think about that, and it's like, okay, if I've gone astray and my own way is there, and my own way is astray, you're just getting more and more lost. You are astray, and you've gone your own way, and that's it. You're lost, 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 lost. You can't find yourself because your own way is lost. Somebody has to find us and bring us in. Further, Scripture talks about without God, we are in darkness, and we can't see the way. We don't know the way. So not only are we lost, but it's impossible to find our way because we are in darkness by ourselves. We can't heal ourselves. We can't find ourselves. We need the shepherd to find us. Now, Jesus is very clear, as he teaches us in this passage, in John 10 and other places too, that there are those voices, there are those people who call out to the lost souls, or maybe even the saved souls, and they are not the good shepherd. They are the ones who seek to kill and destroy. And they are the ones that want to bring death. Just the opposite of what Jesus wants to bring. Jesus says, I give them life. And Jesus warns about those who would give death. Now, his sheep know his voice. here, not so much in this passage, but you can see it here, but other passages too, when Jesus warns about false teachers and false prophets. There are false voices. There are voices that are calling out to go this way or do this or believe this, that is not focused and based on God, on Jesus. And those are false voices. Those are thieves and robbers in this life that want to steal and kill and destroy. That is their purpose. And Jesus says, those who come in, they try to rob and mislead the sheep, and they just want to kill and destroy them. There's what you might say fake voices. And what those voices, it's just not the people, but it's the content, it's the teaching. If the teaching isn't leading towards life in Christ, it is a fake teaching, it is a wrong teaching, it is a teaching that leads to death. And there's so much of that around us. And as we talked with the children this morning, but also in the newsletter today, or this in May that was just sent out, I talk about the importance of hearing the voice of Jesus in his word in the Bible, which is repeated so many times throughout the scriptures. I talk about that a little bit in the newsletter. It's important for us to know that God's word is the really dependable, and that God's word is going to be contradicted left and right throughout our lives because there is the true voice from God, and as Jesus says, there are thieves and robbers. There are two things. So God's word and hearing Jesus' voice in God's word is critical for us. It is life to us. We hear his voice in his word. And Jesus said in the last line, last verse of that reading for today, he gives them life. He gives his sheep life. Life does not mean always success, and it doesn't always mean physical healing, and it doesn't always mean having no tension or no problems. It means that we're going to live forever. That's what it means. For Jesus, when we die, however that happens, that is his will, but it is being asleep in him. It is not death. Death is being apart from God forever. So Jesus says, I give them life that goes on. In the Revelation Bible study this morning, there was teachings and passages talking about how the saints suffer and yet also are victorious, both at the same time. How can that be? How does that work? But Jesus takes us through this suffering because he's going to get us to life. He's going to take us away from the wrong voices, from the thieves and the robbers, and he's going to lead us along the right path to life everlasting. So there is suffering and problems along the way, but Jesus is leading us. As someone once said to me, or said to me this week, I wish that wouldn't have happened. But the person was really preserved in this thing that happened and was not hurt bad. And I said, well, Jesus allows these things to happen, but he is not going to let our faith fail because he gives us life. And the person knew that. The person is a strong Christian. But we need to be reminded and helped. In this suffering and in this trouble, Jesus is with us. He's guiding us. He gives life everlasting. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for loving us, suffering, dying, and rising for us. Help us now to know that you take us through all things in life, even though there are many temptations and even false teachings and thieves and robbers of our souls that want to destroy us. You are watching over us.
And we ask you to always create a faith in us that is thankful and acknowledges that from you we receive all good things. Help us to be devoted to your word. All these things, Lord Jesus, we bring to you in your name and praise you along with your Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.